views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting some very cool people, visionaries and speakers, authors, magicians, energy movers, and it's my pleasure to share their knowledge with you. And we'd love to hear from you. If you would like to call in, 1-800-930-2819. My guest and I today will be happy to shift energy for you. My guest today is Sharan Sirdar. She is an epigeneticist by training and work history turned epigeneticist from her innermost desire to reveal the truth about our human potential. She has a degree in microbiology and a master's in human genetics. She worked in the field of genetics for 13 years, identifying genetic mutations for a whole host of genetic diseases and contributed to scientific papers as well as textbooks. Today, she works specifically with genetic diseases, assisting to release the energy in the form of emotions, beliefs, perceptions that get in the way of the natural flow of the body to bring about positive gene expression. Sharan is leading the paradigm shift in the revolutionary new field of epigenetics. She has been featured on Hidden Science TV, Punk Science. She is an author and follows her passion to make easy to understand videos explaining epigenetics. Sharan, it is such a pleasure to have you on this on the show again.
Thank you, Colette. Yes, I'm always. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you.
I know I miss you.
Yeah, me too. Doesn't come around soon enough.
Yeah, and I was thinking about, oh my goodness, I miss when we were when I was in England with Mark and we had the seminar and how much fun we had. It was just too cool.
Yes, and visiting Stonehenge and everything. It was good adventures.
It was so cool. And like today, what we're going to talk about is expressing your DNA positively and, you know, understanding that people are actually not victims of their DNA, but that it actually is many factors involved. Like, do you want to just explain to people, you know, what epigenetics is and what it is that you do?
Yeah, sure. So epigenetics is basically the word epi at the beginning of genetics changes the whole paradigm of genetics. And that is because epi means above, just like you would have epidermis. It's the skin, you know, it's above the layer above. And so it's basically saying that our beliefs, emotions, and perceptions they're all energy, and they are kind of like a soup that your DNA is in, which is also energy. And not only your DNA, but your cells and your organ systems and everything. And so what happens is that the soup of this, it has an impact on you know, you could say the taste of the soup of what you show up as physically, and the things that show up in your life are reflected by that. So epigenetics is all about looking at what we can release from that soup to make it taste better.
I love that. Tasty soup. You know, I quite often think about the universe as being a soup. So all these different ways that we can explain epigenetics, it makes me laugh so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the other thing is that, you know, there's a lot of initially when they found genes, they had said that there's a lot of junk DNA, which is like about 95% of it just sitting there doing nothing. And they had no way of explaining what this was and, you know, the whole thing. But with the new information that's coming in, the whole of our DNA, including what was, you know, inverted commas called junk DNA, is actually potential. It's our full potential. We have that in us. It's like a powerhouse. And why that is because when this in this soup, depending on what you put into it, it actually awakens the DNA in such a way to actually allow it to interact with the genes that are functional, to allow them to be expressed in a more positive way. And so we are walking powerhouses. And and I know, Colette, that, you know, you and I and the work, you know, that you do, that we actually allow for us to make tasty soup.
Well, the thing is that what I love about you, Sharon, is that you and I have, like, we've been working together now for about a year and a half, 2 years. Mm-hmm. Has it been that long?
I think it's been, yeah, about 2 years.
Yeah,
now.
Or that short, actually, because yeah. It doesn't seem that long. But it's really interesting because you come from that science background and you worked with children, did you not, at the hospital?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, like, so you have this scientific background, and, you know, this is a, you know, what you are doing is kind of what excited me about it when I started working with you, is that what you are doing is like scientific proof for what I'm doing also, because we work in slightly different ways. All of us, every single person, like, because I've spent the last 10 years basically really enmeshed in energetic work and then sharing that information with other people and teaching seminars and showing other people that it's possible to do this. I recognize that absolutely everybody has the ability to do this. It's about putting it into practice. You don't even have to practice doing it, because practicing doing it would imply that you don't already know how. And it's more like the work I do is to remind people that they can do it. And I just love the fact that you and I work so beautifully together, even though we come from totally different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, I mean, you're in England and you're a beautiful Indian woman with that beautiful accent.
With and, a British, you know, accent, yeah.
Yeah, British accent, I know.
And, no, I meant, you know, from India, but British
accent. I know,
accent.
I know, that's so funny. And here I am, you know, a Canadian woman. You know, like, and, you know, the path that of how I ended up here doing this work is really funny. And, you know, it's funny how the universe pushes us towards this. But what I've learned over the last 10 years is that everybody can do this. And that's my passion, is to share that with people. That's why I have been using this radio show as a vehicle to show people how easy it is to shift. And you know, Sharon and I are we already have one caller on, which we will take after the break that's coming up right away. But we are happy to have people call in and share anything that's bothering them, and we would be happy to work, you know, five or, you know, maybe 10 minutes on an individual just to shift that and show others how easy it is to experience relief and how quickly we can let go of what, you know, perception would say is really serious problems, right?
I was just going to say, you know, when you came here to teach the seminar, the people that have learned that initially thought they couldn't do it. Now it's incredible how much an intuition has improved and how much they're able to do.
Wow, cool. When we come back, we'll talk about that for a bit, and then we'll get on with this caller. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, the wonderful Sharon Sirdhar. And when we return, we will share more ways to shift energy and make some more shift happen.
wasted on a highway, love on a two-way street.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
It's here, the 23rd Annual Women of Wisdom Conference, February 12th through the 16th. This year's theme is I Am We, Hearts Connecting Communities, with special guest Jean Shinoda Bolin, healer Patty Conklin, Penny Pierce, and over 40 experiential life-changing workshops and inspiring evenings, all individually priced for you to create your unique conference. Evenings open to men. Find out all the details at www.womenofwisdom.org. Watch for the early bird specials all through December.
I guess I thought you'd be here forever. Another illusion.
We are back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Sharan Sirdar. Before we continue, Sharan, just share your contact information with our listeners so that we can, so I don't forget to get you to do that.
Okay. It's www.charansurdar.com. And they can find me there and also my YouTube channel where I've got some animations of some fun animations explaining what epigenetics and some other things and meditations that they can go and find. So, yeah, lots of stuff.
And I love that, how you're able to take these complicated concepts and turn them into simple, videos that people can understand. I think that's so cool. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so Sharan and I are here, and we were just talking before the break. We have a caller on the line, and hang on, Yulia. We're going to take your call in a minute here, not a second, probably, but a couple minutes. We're just talking about, when Mark Kettenbach from Germany and I went to Birmingham, and Sharan promoted a seminar there, and Sharan gave her first epigenetic talk in public there, which was really cool. And I'm talking with an audience, not on TV, not on the radio. And it was awesome. And we, the energetic upgrade seminars that Mark and I have co-founded, it was pretty amazing what happened. It was relationship rescue, which was pretty intense. But you were telling me that you've been meeting once in a while as a group, and using our cards with the keys to different shifting energy. So just tell us what's going on with that.
Well, yeah, we meet up once a month, the people that attended your seminar, and we just get together, catch up on what's shifted. And so it's a brilliant meetup because it's there's no drama. It's the best. And all we do is we just get together and we discuss, you know, shifts that have happened, and then talk about what else needs to be shifted. And then we've all got the cards, which you provide and, on the course, and, you know, we just clear energy. And one of the things that we discovered this last week, while we were doing it, was, we all had some, water, to drink, and we decided to put them onto the glasses, the cards, as we were clearing, and each one of us noticed the difference in taste of the water,
which was incredible. I love it.
In fact, it was sweet. You could feel it.
Yeah, I've noticed that with the cards too. You know, we're going to take Yulia here, and we'll talk about that a little bit more if we have time to. Feel free to call in if you would like to have some energy shifted, 1-800-930-2819. Do we have you on the line here, Yulia?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi,
hello,
how are you doing?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you also.
Happy New Year, yeah.
Yeah, Sharon, you're the first New Year's person on my show. Congratulations. What a great way to start the year.
Absolutely.
So what can we do for you today, Yulia?
Okay, I have increased discomfort in my lower back. I would say kind of back at the hip level, and I would say probably at the base of the spine, it feels like a lot of stuck energy.
As soon as you say that, let's first of all get a baseline. I like to just get a baseline so we know, you know, we can compare what's going on. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst and 0 being like you're totally not bothered by this, where are you?
I would say somewhere between 6 and 7.
Okay, because I'm picking up right away a weakness about survival issues and about mm-hmm. being stabbed in the back. Do you have something going on in your life right now that is kind of like gossipy?
Well, I have a lot of going on in my life, but I don't think, I'm not sure, I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, all right. Well, maybe people are talking about you behind your back.
Well, maybe I'm thinking about it.
But I'm just picking up some energy around that. And this is just like coming in. Is the pain going down your right leg as well as your back?
No. It's just
in the hip?
My hip, and it does radiate to my shoulder, opposite shoulder.
Okay.
And neck.
And do you have a child?
Yes, I do too.
Okay, because for me right away, it's coming up about, you know how women hold their babies on their hips and they put their, they lean on one hip and put the baby, you know, when you're holding a toddler?
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking up some energy that way that I'm going to work on. Sharon, what are you picking up?
Lots of stuff, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot here.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of shock that I released. And there's a feeling of hopelessness. There's also an energy around the lumbar area, the lower body, the spine, and specifically L4. So that's very close to the tailbone, which, you know, the base mm-hmm. of the spine. So I'll continue to clear that. Colette, while you go ahead.
Yeah, it's... You know, like the base of the spine is basically where your physical potential sits. So we want to strengthen that for you. I'm just getting your body, soul, spirit triad is off. Do you have something major happening in your life right now, like a change? Because that's what it's coming up. Like it's kind of coming up as a bunch of things coming at you at once and a situation of overwhelm.
I have a few changes, big changes happening in my life
okay,
right
so
now.
Okay, so what's the number one? When you think about those big changes that are happening in your life right now, what's the number one big change that pops into your head right now when you think about that bothers you the most?
I'm in the middle of the divorce, and I kind of have to decide about the house, if I have to move, if how to sell the house quickly, where to move, how to do it smoothly. That's probably the biggest one at the moment.
Yeah, okay. So what we want to do is we want to strengthen your body, soul, and your spirit triad so that it's, you know, you're more centered in that. And how do you feel about leaving that house?
I feel good if this is what is in my highest good.
Okay, but what I'm asking you
I would say 50-50 at the moment.
Okay. What emotion comes up when you think about leaving that house?
I want to make sure that the new place where I'm moving my son will be more comfortable than he is now.
Okay, because what was coming up earlier when I was saying that about, you know, leaning to the right with the, like, with the baby on your hip, I was picking up, like, this weakness about, was that the house that you raised your children in?
No, but he's a few significant years past here.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up, and it's concern more for him than any, like, he's number one, coming up as a number one weakness for you about this decision around the house. And so we want to strengthen the physical environment in that house. I'm just going to turn you back over to Sharan. I'm just going to explain that. See, the base chakra and the tail, the part of the body where you're having that pain is it's coming up about survival and about, survival is like having shelter over your head, et cetera. And so we want to strengthen you to your physical environment in that house and then being strong to being able to be not in that house and still be able to provide for your son, and that any choices that you make would automatically become the right choice for you. So it's not so challenging to make that choice. Sharan, you go ahead, and I'm just going to work on this a little bit.
Okay, so I cleared the energy around L4, and after that, what came up was L3. Now, L4 is... L3 is connected to the sexual organs and so the sacral chakra and to do with relationships and moving forward. So in that way, and also you being connected to your own creativity, your own authentic self. And so it's interesting that you had that all come up while you're going through a divorce. So that's all being cleared for you.
Are you... is the divorce revolving? Are there other people involved in this divorce? Besides you and your husband and your children, I mean, like, is there, is someone dating someone else?
Oh, my ex is probably dating plenty of people to my knowledge.
Okay.
Well,
because it's, okay.
I have no idea how serious it is. There is something that may be related to me personally, but I haven't seen it in the divorce light or anything, really. It's not really physical relationship at this point. It's merely kind of maybe spiritual. I'm not sure.
Well, what's funny is what's coming up is that you're kind of like... let's get you strong to putting your needs forward first here also, okay? We need to go to a break right away here. So what we're going to do is Sharan and I will work on this over the break. And if you hang on, we'll come back to you and see how you're feeling once we do that.
Sure.
I'm Colette
Thank
Marie
you.
Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Call in if you would like an opportunity to shift some your life into a better way. And 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Just as I thought it was going on. I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Sharan Sirdar here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And we have Yulia on the phone right now. Yulia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. Sharan and I were working a little bit on you during the break here, and we would just like to check in and see. You know, you said you were at about, a 6 or a 7. Or 8, I can't remember exactly, because it's kind of gone for me. Where are you at now?
I would say somewhere between 2 and 3.
Yeah, like we did a lot of shifting. I'll tell you, I'm also divorced, and it took me 6 years to get divorced. It would have been my 25th wedding anniversary on December 16th this year. And I was married for 18 years, and it took 6 years to get through it. And so I know a lot about divorce. I know a lot about divorce lawyers. I know a lot about accountants in divorce. There's a lot of factors coming in here. And so that's what I was strengthening you to, is understanding that first and foremost, you want to strengthen yourself, your body, soul, and spirit triad, so that you are looking after your needs as well as your children's. But you have to put yourself first here, because if you're not strong, you're not going to be able to handle the pressure. And I'm getting that there's some anger that you're feeling right now, and resentment that, you know, he's off playing and you're you have the main responsibilities. And so we just want to strengthen you to that you're okay with that, because energetically you are strong too, looking after your children and looking after yourself. But a lot of the background collective influence about divorce and about the way people are supposed to be angry and everything else, that's coming in and it's affecting your triad. And the other thing that's coming up is that you don't need to buy into the collective influence perception of divorce. Many times, when I tested this for you, you're actually relieved that this marriage is over. And what happens for a lot of people is, you know, when they get married, what happens is the marriage takes on a life of its own. And it's kind of like the people that are involved in the marriage aren't as important as the marriage. And so we just want to clear that, you know, any contracts, ties, vows, anything that's unbroken. There's some ancestral stuff coming in from both of your families. There's ties and contracts and vows there that I was working on. Sharan picked up a lot of energy around what was it, Sharan, the thyroid?
The parathyroid, yeah.
The parathyroid.
Expression, yeah, mm-hmm. Not being able to express how you really feel. And so it's, you know, it imbalances around the sacral chakra at the same time. So that's, again, like the balance between expression and being authentic, whether it's with yourself or others.
And so, and the other thing that I want to strengthen you to is recognizing that many times people, when they're getting divorced, they feel like it's a failure. And many times it's not a failure. Like if you test it energetically, it's just that the relationship has served its purpose. And many times it's women will get married because they think they're supposed to get married and have children. And that's kind of like the proper way to do it. And so we just want to strengthen you to that if the purpose of this marriage is fulfilled, that you can let it go with joy rather than letting it go with anger and sadness and the grief and, you know, a sense of failure. And so I was working on that. There is never success without failure, and there's never failure without success. There has to be both. And so we want to strengthen you to that. You have, two children, and so we want to strengthen you to that, to what's going on for them, that wherever you move to, that the physical environment is going to support you. And also what's coming up for you is the drawn outness of this, like the long drawn out, how it affects your daily routine and all of that. You know, as I mentioned, I'm divorced now for 4 years legally, but there was a lot of stuff that happened in between there. No, it was 2 years legally, but there was still problems with the money situation, getting access to my money. And that turned out to be one of the best things in my life, is because it changed the way I did things. And so we just strengthened that to you also. And you know, when eventually I did get divorced, I ended up getting my official divorce was on July 4th, which is Independence Day in the United States. Which I thought was kind of hilarious, really. Mm-hmm. So just trust that everything, that we just get you strong to consistent steps of action, of letting go of this relationship with ease and effortlessness, and of everybody that's involved in it being strong, like allowing yourself to not fall into the perception that you're damaging your children and all of that. We just strengthen you that every choice you make is going to benefit you, your children, and your spouse, your former spouse, and that so that all of you, it's a win-win-win for all three of you. And I was just working on letting go of some of the anger that you are holding in your parathyroid, as Sharan said, and not being able to express it. And so we just strengthen you to that. And I just take a deep breath right now and tell me, where are you at now?
Probably no more than one.
Okay, and Sharan, well, do you have any last words that you want to say to Yulia, any advice you have for her?
It's just a sense of worthlessness I was picking up, like, you know, impacting the way you feel and overall how things are moving forward. And so that's also been cleared.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in, Yulia. And, feel free to email me at thetruthisfunny.com. The contact information is there, and let us know how you're doing.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Sharan, we have Joanna from Poland on the line. Joanna, are you there?
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
Joanna. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hi, Joanna.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year.
Hello.
What can we?
I just want to say I listen to your New Year Christmas shows. Nobody was calling in. I just wanted to listen. I wanted to listen also today, but the previous caller was like, I thought people were speaking to me because I'm in such a similar situation than the lady that called before me today. And I just felt like, oh, I'm going to call in because I'm also in a marriage that is, I can't finish. We're not together for years, but we are somehow bound together. And we just cannot seem to, we're not able to finish that. We're from different countries. He's from Brazil, I'm from Poland. And, you know, it's so hard. It's like the finances, I think they keep us somehow together.
It's coming up that we'll get I just wanted to ask you, because were you listening while we were shifting, Yulia?
Yes.
Yeah,
I started shaking basically.
Yeah, you're shaking. I can feel that you're really moving a lot of energy. So I just want to explain to everybody listening in that people have a tendency to call in with the same issues, and it may seem like it's not even the same issue, but the underlying energetic weaknesses are very similar. And so that shakiness that you're feeling in your body is all that energy that's also moving for you. And you know, I've had the experience of being on, you know, telesummits and other radio shows, etc., where people have shifted majorly just by listening to the show and not actually being the person that calls in. And so we strengthen that for everybody that's going through major changes right now. What's coming up for you is Brazil is a very different country from Poland energetically.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to work on that. Sharan, what are you picking up here?
I picked up the the third eye chakra and your heart chakra. It's like the connection there was imbalanced and it was coming up with the nervous system. So and also like the previous caller, she also had quite a bit of shock that needed to be released, and the same for you. So I've released that and the nervous system's come back to balance. So that's shakiness is a good thing because what they found is that when they put a tranquilizer to an animal, like a wild animal, to go get it somewhere safe or, you know, do what they do. What they find is that once the tranquilizer wears off, the animal actually shakes quite a bit before they actually get back up. And so the reason why that's a good thing is because your nervous system is actually kind of shaking it off. So that is a good thing.
Yeah, and I just want to explain also that you have energetic portals in your body. You have meridians and, you know, basically in the palms of your hands, in the soles of your feet, your colon and your bladder. These are all ways to clear energy from your body. Your central nervous system basically has every memory that's ever happened to you. You know, it's like the hard drive of your computer. And so we want to strengthen that. That shakiness that you're feeling is very common. I've seen people, you know, like when you're really moving serious energy, really go into like they'll shake for a little while. It's not like a seizure or anything. What it is it's just moving energy out of your body. And this is really important because, you know, our body, when we have physical pain in our body, that physical pain will appear to be physical, but a lot of time it's these underlying issues that we have here. So we have to go to break now. We'll come back and check in with you. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. We'll be right back.
Love on a two-way street. busted out a lonely
highway. If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woo-hoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and I have the wonderful Sharan Sirdar here with me today. Sharan is an author, epigeneticist, video master extraordinaire. Always have fun shifting energy with you, Sharan. We just were working on Joanna from Poland, and we just wanted to check in with you, Joanna, and see how you feel now.
I feel better. I think I stopped shaking. I had a glass of water, more than a glass of water.
Good. And so we were strengthening you, just to, you know, allow this shift to happen with ease and gentleness. Sharan, do you have any last words you'd like to give her?
No, it feels good.
Yeah, she feels really calm. It's really nice. Yeah. Thank you for calling in. We have another caller on the line, that is Sandra from, where are you from, Sandra?
North Carolina.
From are you
North
there?
Carolina. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Sandra.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
Well, I wanted to say hello to both of you, and Sharan, I want to commend you for shedding light on both the scientific and the holistic components to health care. I do oncology research, and I've been doing this for about 20 years, and when somebody contacts me and says, well, what do I do in this? You know, in fact, I was up till midnight just the other night with a friend who has a friend with pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And I keep telling them the patients that have the best response are the ones who incorporate the spiritual along with the science.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that you are pulling this in together.
Thank you. It's a passion of mine, so I'm glad to be doing it. And I'm glad that it inspires you, too. It's good to hear.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love it. Understanding that human consciousness, spirituality, and science do go together.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah. So can we, would you like us to shift any energy, Sandra? Or were you just phoning in to say thank you to...
Well, I have so much energy that needs to be shifted. I don't think that in the next 10 minutes you could.
You might be surprised. Give us a go at it. What's that number one thing that's bothering you right now?
Oh, I lost my 16-year-old about 2 months ago.
Okay, so let's just take a deep breath here. Okay, so let's just strengthen you. What is your 16-year-old's name?
Graham.
Okay. So we're just going to strengthen you to him and him back to you. And we're just going to strengthen all the love that you have for him and all the love that he has for you. And we're just going to delete any guilt or shame or blame or anything that would be there that would be standing in the way of you feeling that love. And also strengthening the intuitive connection between the two of you. Communication, external dynamics are coming up, external forces. We're just going to strengthen you to all of that. Ancestral forces are coming up, karmic ties. And so we just strengthen all of that for you, 100%. Collective influence, cultural. Okay, so there's a few things coming here. Sharan?
There's a lot of energy around the heart, which makes a lot of sense, and it's impacting both the somatic nervous system as well as your autonomic nervous system. Again, quite understandable. So I'll continue to clear that, Colette.
Okay. How are we doing here, Sandra?
It's amazing. Yeah.
You're feeling a bit of a shift here? Did you feel when I'm feeling your, I can really feel this energy of your child coming through?
I was going to say that, yeah.
My whole body,
like he's here.
Well, he is. My whole body is vibrating with his energy right now. And it's just like wave after wave after wave after wave of love that he's sending you. Mm-hmm. And so we want to strengthen that for you so that you can feel that. And we're going to strengthen you and he to have this communication across the veil, and we just strengthen that 100% infinite potential that you can feel the joy of your child without and separate that from the grief is what's coming up. And so we just strengthen that so that you're in a position where you are, where you allow yourself to feel both. Okay, and to feel both fully is what's coming up. And we strengthen that for you and for anyone else that has lost a loved one. We want to strengthen that for everybody. The veil is very thin. Birth and death are transitions. And so we're going to strengthen that. What's coming up also is that for this child that, you know, people will say that that's so young, and that he was too young to go, and if it's an accident or whatever. And so we're just going to strengthen that. In my experience working with people, that there never is a person that I've come across that didn't go through that transition process at the time that they were strong to going through that transition. It's generally the people that are on the other side that are left that perceive it to be the opposite. So we're just going to strengthen all your perceptions around this. I'm not comparing the situation with your son to my situation, but I just let go of a very special loved one in my home, in my family, my little dog. And you know, it's, it, you know, I had her for a decade and it, you know, I just let her go on Monday. And so it's been quite a journey just with that. And I just want to tell you that I can really feel your son's love coming through to you, and that there's a sense of peace around this. And I just want to strengthen you to that peace, to being able to feel it and understand that things that are taking place right now are in divine order. So, Sharan, we're really running out of time here. What would you like to tell Sandra here?
Just the same that I am initially. As soon as you mentioned that, I felt his energy come through.
Mm-hmm.
And exactly that, feeling the waves of love. Just
wave after wave. I'm still feeling it. How are you, Sandra?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
I can feel it too.
Good.
I've always felt like I was a little intuitive.
Yeah, good. Okay, so we need to finish the show. So feel free to call, you know, contact either Sharan and I or both. And we're sending you lots and lots of love as mothers.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. And Sharan, thank you for shedding the light on both the science and the...
You know, thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Spiritual.
All right. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can get in touch with me at thetruthisfunny.com, at energeticupgrade.com. And I want to thank you so much, Sharan, for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And for the callers that called in. And and just sending lots and lots of love to you, Sandra. Phew, there we go. All right, so we'll talk again next Wednesday and make some more shift happen.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.